Vaccination saves lives. Flu. Protecting children and young people with a simple nasal spray flu vaccine. Mae'r gwybodaeth hon ar gael yn Gymraeg. This information is available in Welsh. NHS Wales, Public Health Wales. The nasal spray vaccine is the recommended flu vaccine for most children and young people. Most children will get the nasal spray vaccine at school. Some children might have an injection instead. Having a flu vaccine is the best way to protect your child from getting seriously unwell if they catch flu. This leaflet explains why it is important to have the flu vaccine and how your child can get it. What are vaccines and why are they important? Vaccines teach our bodies how to fight off a disease before we're exposed to the virus or bacteria that causes it. This way, if we are exposed to it in the future, our body's immune system already knows how to fight it to reduce our chance of becoming seriously ill. All vaccines used in Wales are tested on thousands of people before they are offered to us. Vaccines are safe and effective. Research from around the world shows that vaccines are one of the best ways you can help to protect yourself, your friends and family against serious disease. You will be offered different vaccines at different times in your life. What is flu? Influenza, or flu, is caused by a virus that can spread easily from person to person. It is usually spread by coughs and sneezes. Anyone can get flu, but children have the highest rate of infection. Flu can be serious in children and young people. What are the symptoms of flu? Some common symptoms of flu include a stuffy nose, cough and sore throat, fever and chills, aching body, headache or earache, and feeling tired or exhausted. You can find more information about the symptoms of flu at NHS 111 Wales -health-a-z:flu. For the latest information, visit phw.nhs.wales/flu vaccine. What is the flu vaccine? Most children and young people will have their vaccine as a quick and painless nasal spray, where a fine mist is sprayed up the nose from the tip of each nostril. The nasal spray vaccine is the recommended flu vaccine for most children and young people. Children and young people who can't have the nasal spray, or who would prefer a gelatin-free vaccine, can have the flu vaccine by injection instead. This is usually given in the upper arm. Speak to your health visitor, school nurse, immunisation team or GP surgery to discuss with them how to get this injection. Why should children and young people have the vaccine? Flu can be serious for children and young people. Some children can develop serious complications, such as bronchitis, pneumonia and ear infections. Most years, some children in Wales will need treatment in intensive care because of flu. It is especially important that children and young people with a long-term health condition get vaccinated. This is because they are at greater risk of complications if they catch flu. When children and young people get flu, they miss school or important opportunities to develop. And parents may need to take time off work or make other childcare arrangements. Having a flu vaccine will help protect your child from flu. It reduces the spread of the virus and can reduce the chance of it spreading to vulnerable people, such as babies and grandparents. Does the vaccine work? The flu vaccine usually offers children good protection against flu. Protection starts around 2 weeks after having the vaccine. Some people still get flu even after having a flu vaccine, but often with milder symptoms. flu vaccines do not protect against colds, other respiratory viruses, or other winter illnesses. Is the vaccine safe? Yes, the flu vaccine is safe. The nasal spray has been used in Wales since 2013. It meets all safety standards. Once a vaccine is in use, its safety is closely monitored. The flu vaccine has been given to millions of children and young people in the world. It is safer for your immune system to learn how to fight flu from a vaccine rather than by catching the virus. The flu vaccine cannot cause or spread flu. Fact. In the 2023-2024 flu season, 262,632 children in Wales had the flu vaccine. Does this vaccine contain pork gelatin? The nasal spray flu vaccine contains small traces of highly purified pork gelatin. The nasal spray vaccine is the recommended flu vaccine for most children and young people. Some people don't eat pork gelatin because of their faith. Both Muslim and Jewish communities have approved the use of the flu nasal spray vaccine. This is because the flu nasal spray is a non-oral product and a medicine. If you decide you do not want your child to have the nasal spray, they can have an injection instead. This does not contain pork gelatin. You can highlight this on your consent form, or you can contact your health visitor, school nurse, immunisation team or GP surgery to discuss with them how to get the injection. You can find more information about vaccines and pork gelatin at phw.nhs.wales/porkgelatin. Which children and young people can have a flu vaccine? Children who are aged between 2 and 3 on the 31st of August. Children in primary school. Children in secondary school, years 7 to 11. Children and young people aged over 6 months who have a health condition that puts them at greater risk from flu. Children and young people in the age ranges above who are homeschooled or not in mainstream education. Does my child need the vaccine if they've had flu before? Yes. If your child has had flu or the flu vaccine before, it is important that they still have the flu vaccine when offered it. This is because the type of flu that circulates can change every year. Protection from the virus may weaken over time. Having a flu vaccine every year is the best way to prevent your child from getting seriously unwell from flu. Can my child have the vaccine if they have a health condition? If your child is 6 months or older and has one of the following health conditions, it is important they have a flu vaccine every year. This is because they are at greater risk of complications from flu. Diabetes, a serious heart problem, lung problems or breathing difficulties, including asthma that needs regular steroid inhalers or tablets, kidney disease from stage 3, lowered immunity due to disease or treatment, and those in close contact with people in this group, liver disease, a stroke or mini stroke, a neurological condition, a missing spleen or a problem with their spleen, a learning disability, severe mental illness, young people with a higher body weight, body mass index of 40 or above. If your child is under the age of 9 and has one of these conditions and they have not had the flu vaccine before, they may need a second dose to build up their immunity. They should be offered a second dose of the flu vaccine at least 4 weeks after the first. Who shouldn't have the nasal spray vaccine? The nasal spray vaccine can't be given to children and young people who are under 2 years old, are on long-term aspirin or salicylate treatment, have had a severe life-threatening allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients, have a weakened immune system due to a disease or treatment, are pregnant, have a wheezy chest on the day of the vaccination or in the previous 3 days, or have increased the use of their asthma inhalers in the previous 3 days. There are some situations where you should get advice about your child having the nasal spray vaccine. Speak to your health visitor, school nurse, immunisation team or GP surgery if your child has asthma that needs regular oral steroids or has needed intensive care treatment for it, is having a cochlear implant fitted. It is not ideal if they have the nasal spray vaccine in the week before or 2 weeks after, has an unrepaired craniofacial malformation, or is in close contact with someone who has a severely weakened immune system. For example, people who are in a protected environment after having a bone marrow transplant. In these situations, your child can have the flu vaccine by injection instead. Can my child have the vaccine if they have allergies? Most people with allergies can have the vaccine with no problems. The vaccine should not be given to anyone who has had a serious, life-threatening reaction to a previous dose of the vaccine or any ingredient in the vaccine. Make sure you tell the person giving the vaccine if your child has had a serious allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients in the past. The nasal spray vaccine can be safely given to most children with an egg allergy. If your child has had a serious, life-threatening reaction to egg that needed intensive care treatment, they should be offered an appropriate flu vaccine by injection. What about young carers? It is extra important that children and young people who care for someone who is vulnerable to flu and its complications have a flu vaccine every year. It helps protect them and the person they care for. What about consent? Consent means that you give permission for something to happen. You will fill in a paper or digital consent form to give your consent. The person giving the vaccine will always check your child has the necessary consent first. You'll have time to consider information sent to you about the vaccine. It is important that you discuss having a vaccine with your child. You should be open and honest and come to an agreement together. In some cases, young people under the age of 16 may be able to give consent themselves if they are mature enough to fully understand what is being offered. The person giving the vaccination will be able to answer any questions. Where will my child get the vaccine? Younger children, aged 2 to 3, will be invited to get their vaccine at their GP surgery. In some areas, 3 and 4-year-olds are offered the flu vaccine at nursery. Eligible children and young people who go to school will be offered the flu vaccine at school. Children and young people who are homeschooled or not in mainstream education may be given the vaccine at their GP surgery or community vaccination centre. If your child is aged under 2 or aged 16 or 17 and is at greater risk of complications from flu due to a health condition, their GP surgery should invite them to have their vaccine. If you haven't received an invitation by mid-November, contact your GP surgery. What if my child is ill or misses the appointment? If your child is unwell with a high temperature, it is best to delay their vaccination until they are feeling better. A cold or other minor illness is not a reason to delay a flu vaccination. Remember, it's important to catch up on most missed vaccinations. If your child has missed their flu vaccination, talk to your health visitor, school nurse, immunisation team or GP surgery. The flu vaccine can be given at the same time as most other vaccines. Ideally, your child should be given the flu vaccine before flu starts to circulate in the community. However, it can still be given at a later date. Fact: in the 2023-2024 flu season, over 460 children and young people in Wales went to A&E with flu, and 10 were admitted to intensive care. Are there any side effects? Like all medicines, vaccines can cause side effects. Most of these are mild and short-term, and not everyone gets them. The most common side effects include a high temperature, feeling tired or weak, a headache, aching muscles, a reduced appetite, and a runny or blocked nose. Flu vaccines are very safe, and other reactions are less common. If your child has the flu vaccine by injection, they may have a sore arm for a day or two afterwards. If you have any questions about side effects, you can ask your health visitor, school nurse, immunisation team or GP surgery. Really, people can have a severe reaction soon after vaccination, which causes breathing difficulties and may cause them to collapse. This is called an anaphylactic reaction, and it can also happen with other medicines and food. These reactions are extremely rare, affecting less than 1 in 1 million people. Staff who give vaccinations are trained to manage these reactions. People who have an anaphylactic reaction can be successfully treated and usually recover within a few hours. What should I do if my child feels unwell after the vaccination? If you are worried about your child after the vaccination, you should speak to your health visitor, GP or practice nurse. Please read the product information leaflet for more details on your vaccine, including possible side effects. Listen to the end of this leaflet for further details on the vaccine, including possible side effects, and reporting suspected side effects through the yellow card scheme. Remember, if your child is under 16, they should not take medicines that contain aspirin. Watch an animated video, What is the Flu Vaccine? Primary, 4 to 11 years. Secondary, 11 to 16 years, made with young people. Available at phw.nhs.wales/about-the-flu-vaccine. The information in this leaflet is correct at the time of publication. For the most up-to-date information, please visit phw.nhs.wales/vaccines. Further information, if you have any questions or want more information, go to 111.wales.nhs.uk, an external site. Talk to your doctor or nurse, or contact NHS 111 Wales by calling 111. You can find out more information on vaccines offered in Wales at phw.nhs.wales/vaccines. To find out more about the vaccine, including its contents and possible side effects, go to medicines.org.uk/EMC, external site. Enter the name of the vaccine in the search box. You can also see the patient leaflet online. You can find the name of the vaccine at phw.nhs.wales/flu-vaccine. You should report suspected side effects online at www.mhra.gov.uk/yellow card, external site, or by downloading the Yellow Card app, or by calling 0800 731 6789, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To find out how the NHS uses your information, go to 111.wales.nhs.uk/about-us/your-information external site. June 2025. Copyright Public Health Wales NHS Trust, with acknowledgement to Public Health Scotland and UK Health Security Agency. ISBN 978-1-83766-627-0. This is the end of the audio recording of the Flu Protecting Children and Young People with a Simple Nasal Spray Flu Vaccine leaflet. Thanks for listening.